Sterling Opera House Commission regular meeting, May 12th, 2025. I'd like to call this meeting to order.
6:01 p.m.
Okay. Let's all rise to the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Great. Can we get roll call, please?
Dana Florenza.
Here.
Brian Capolo.
Here.
Gino DiGiovanni. Carly Peck.
Here.
Carlene Galuzzi. Okay, the record should reflect that all five members are present, so you have a quorum, Madam Chair.
Okay. Moving on, number four, the public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Who's speaking, please?
Hi, my name is Linda Hooper. I live in Shelton, and I'm with the Old Ripton Garden Club of Shelton. And I'm sure you're familiar with the Osborne Museum in Derby. And every year we decorate that, at least one room. And this year we are decorating the dining room, and our theme that they have given us is the Sterling Opera House. So okay. We will be decorating the room that way. And I was hoping that I could meet or talk with someone and get some ideas, or if you have any paraphernalia that we could borrow for the museum, whatever. And that's why I'm here.
Well, it's a pleasant surprise. Yeah. We have some marketing materials that we'd be more than happy to give you.
Or even a contact where I could just email and start chatting with somebody is fine too. I couldn't find an email, and the city hall wasn't too helpful that way. But so I thought I would try this tonight.
Linda, could you just state your name and your address just for the record, please?
Sure. My name is Linda Hooper, Hooper, 61 East Village Road in Shelton. And I'm with the Old Ripton Garden Club.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Sure. So is that, do you have a website, the Garden Club?
They do.
Okay. Can we get your contact information that way? Reach out to you that way?
I can just give you my email right now.
Okay. Just once again, to remind you, you are on the record. It is public record.
That's okay.
Okay. All right.
I think. or is there anybody I can contact and just send the email to? I could do that too as well, whatever works.
Yes. Yeah, it's Linda.
Yes.
This is Gino DiGiovanni. I will give you my email address and you can email me all your Great. Contact information. My email is already public, so it doesn't bother me. Are you Great. Ready?
I am ready.
The email is Gene, G-E-N-E, DiGiovanni, D-I-G-I-O, V as in Victor, A-N-N-I, at AOL.com. All one word, no space.
Great. I will contact you.
We can just send me over your contact information and I'll get you in touch with the right people. And we do have some artifacts. We have,
wonderful.
We definitely have some things that, that you can use and hopefully, when is this going to start, Linda, the display or?
They decorate the museum. Usually we decorate a little before Thanksgiving and the museum is open the day after Thanksgiving through almost Christmas. And you know, it's a museum, it's locked. It's got monitors and everything. Are you familiar with the Osborndale House?
I am.
Okay. Yeah, well, their theme this year, they're celebrating 350 years of Derby and they've given us every room a different theme and ours is the Sterling Opera House. So we're looking forward
That's
to
great.
It.
Nice.
Yeah,
so, Gino,
awesome.
Thank you. I will definitely email you, and we'll go from there. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it, and the effort as well.
Okay, thanks. Good night.
Anybody else from the public wish to speak? Final time, anybody from the public wish to speak? Okay. Hearing none? Go ahead.
The Osborndale. What's the name of that? There's Kellogg, right?
Yeah,
it's the Osborne Homestead Museum.
Yeah,
it's near the Kellogg and Mark Rebels Homestead Museum. Okay, perfect. I wanted to, I'll bring something up, but carry on.
Okay.
For this as well.
All right. Well, I believe the public portion is closed. So coming up next is the committee update.
All right. So then I'll just say why we're here. So, Andy Coda, Chief Coda, is my next door neighbor.
most everyone knows Andy. But Andy is the one that carved the sign that we put up there last year. We took the old one down. So these two carvings for the outside of the Sterling Opera House. Mark, is there anybody else on line here? Nancy or no? Okay. So we took the one that was up there for many years down. And also, too, Chief Coda used to work in City Hall here, you know, after he retired. And he made these cabinets that were supposed to be in the foyer there from years ago so that you could put things to do in there. Anyway, all his carvings and the display cases and everything he still has. And he wants to give them to us so that we can hold on to them for when, since now that people have read the articles in the newspaper and this thing is moving forward, he wants to give those back to us so that we could either hold on to them, we could put them into storage. So I do have pictures, I think, on my phone that I took last week when I met with him. And also, too, the carving that is up there now, the one that we just put up, I believe was last year or the year before, if that should come down and we, for some reason, do not want it, he wants it back. There okay. took a lot of time, effort,
yeah,
and,
still, yeah.
you know, to carve that. But so I just wanted to put that out there for discussion right now. But I think downstairs in the basement of City Hall, we have that room that's down there with some things. I think there was some furniture donated years ago that was supposed to go in there. But I think there are, talking to the janitorial staff, there are still some things in that room down there that says Sterling Opera House on it. When I was down there, I don't know, beginning of the year, doing this RFP looking for some prints, the chief of staff and I, looked in there. So there were some things still in there. So maybe if we want to do something with these cabinets and the signage that Andy has, we can bring it here and store it in there. Because when we get into it, the firm is going to be starting their stuff. So I'm sure once we get moving here, the things that are still in the Opera House need to exit and be stored somewhere. And I don't think that there's a lot from previous times we were in there, but I think somewhere climate controlled, like that one room that is downstairs in City Hall, would be more convenient and at least climate controlled, instead of putting it in a Connex box or some type of storage bin and putting it at Public Works or wherever, you know, they deem to put this stuff. So I think maybe that's something that we can speak with Linda, you know, or the mayor, or someone from the mayor's office to coordinate that. But I think it's important that we hold on to the things that we have, especially those carvings and those little cabinets and stuff that Andy made. You know, I think it's important to keep that, at least for now, till we determine what's going to happen, what where things are going to go, how it's going to be laid out and designed, so that when we go to finish things, we at least we have those. And if we deem necessary, we could store them in the Opera House somewhere or put a display somewhere. But I think it's imperative that we keep everything that we do have now. We've come so far than to just discard it.
Definitely looking into it. Or maybe perhaps, you know, having like a rolling memorabilia tour. So if there's certain places with around City Hall that would like it.
So these are some of the pictures that I took during Andy's house now. But these are the, I want to call it like a half moon that goes on top of the display. This is the sign that he took down. And we put the new one up.
Yep.
It's not new, but it's, you know, it was all redone. So this one was beat up by the weather, obviously, for the years that it was up there. So we took that down. And, you know, he said that if we wanted to keep this or rotate it out, that he would you know, he already took like the Florida leads off of it and some of the other things. He would redo it so that it can go back up. So I told him that we had a meeting. That's why I asked if Nancy or Andy were on. But if you wanted, so these open up, these are glass. There's like a little lock on it and it opens up on hinges to stick, you know, upcoming schedule, play, blah, blah, blah. And then those half moon fleur-de-lis go on top of that. Oh, so cool. I don't know if you guys want to see it. So that's the gist of what what we have for that. Then this was, these go on top of it. Mm-hmm. And then that was the sign that we did take down. We put up a new one.
That's something that we should definitely talk absolutely with the temperature control. Thank you. Anything else, committee update?
I wanted to bring up the 350th. Mm-hmm. Matt Wielander and the mayor and Jim Gilday are working on something for us, but I'm not sure how that's going to pan out. Either way, we have to pick a date on that 3-day weekend where we can set up a table in front of the Opera House with our merchandise, our banner, pamphlets. I can make prints of that photo and sell those. So I just need, we need to come up with a date.
So this is going to be that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right?
Yeah, or it's
Thursday.
30th. To Friday, May 30th to Sunday, June 1st.
I have the vendor packet if anyone wants to look at it. We just
oh, beautiful.
So that's, May 31st is from 12 to 9. June 1st is 12 to 5.
So it's 5:30 and then 5:31 and June 1st. Okay.
Yeah, so I can't do all 3 days. So I'm looking to set one day where we can all be there.
So it looks like May 30th, that's the Friday. Mm-hmm. So it's from 5:30 to 9. Setup is from 4 to 5:30. And then Saturday the 31st is from 12 to 9 p.m. And June 1st is from 12 to 5 p.m.
Okay.
It's
a whole bunch. I think it's mostly on the green. We'll be right across the street. So
it says in the packet here that it looks like the space is approximately 10 by 10, and they'll accommodate larger setups within reason and advance notice. Vendors are to supply their own tables, tents, trash cans, electricity if needed. And then just the safety stuff after that.
We can handle that.
So you guys set it towards one day? Or would you like to kind of spread out our efforts?
I want to do everybody one day.
Okay. Is that something that
so what
it, just a few people? I think we should all be there to represent.
Okay, so this is what it says here, I guess. So Friday is the kickoff to the weekend. So that 5 to 9, they have a beer garden, they have bands and a food truck. And then Saturday from 12 to 9 p.m. is the main event. Bands all day, kids activities, craft vendors till 5 p.m., food trucks, community vendors, that must be us, and then beer garden. And then Sunday from 12 to 5 is a celebration, family, friends, and fun. Bands all day, vendors, food trucks, lawn games, children's activities. So that's what they have on here. So if we're going to do it one day, maybe Saturday seems like the day to do it.
Yeah, I think the Friday is more so like the food trucks, beer garden, like the bands. Like it's just the celebration. I think that the vendors are really only Saturdays and Sundays.
Mm-hmm. And we could apply for just one day. I'll have to apply for the entirety of it.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I talked to Jim. He said we should pick one day.
Oh, perfect. Okay. All right.
When are we going to dig up the time?
Tomorrow.
They're doing that tomorrow,
at 6 p.m.
So I listened to the Great Give, and they said that they were going to dig it up tomorrow. bring everything. I'm not sure where they're going to bring it. I think they said the public library, and they're going to categorize it, lay it all out, photograph it, film it, and then do a display.
I remember, but
Jerry, it's actually a building. Yeah, it's in a concrete vault. Yep.
So what do we all think?
I'm good with the Saturday. I'm good
with the schedule
Saturday. Are we all good with Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday is?
Saturday it is. Okay. So I can fill out
this form. Yeah. What did you say? Setup is what? 10:30?
Yeah, 10:30.
All right.
10:30 on Saturday?
Yeah, 10:30 to 12 is the setup times. All right, so if we're going to do that, what's our game plan for that?
That's what we need to toss around here.
Yep. Okay.
I can do what I said. I can make those prints and, like, frame them up and have them ready to go.
What prints?
Beautiful 1890 glass negative. Right. I'm so excited about to unveil.
So what about...
And you need to bring everything.
So we have...
Where's our banner? Who has the banner? Does Dan still have that?
I'd have to check it.
No, I think I gave it to you. I think I gave everything back to you when we did the last time. Mm-hmm. So we got to do... We got to bring all our leaflets, all our stuff. I have, the tables and chairs like we did the last time at St. Mary's. Kind of do that setup. Did I bring a tent?
I think Dan brought the tent.
So we might have to ask Danny for the tent. I think I might have.
I don't know what we're putting in.
Damn blizzard.
That's why I want to bring this up. Yeah. Toss ideas around. And I mean, we have a line item. So
we got to get. So you're going to bring all the. Brian.
What's a line item? Like a budget?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Brian. So you're going to bring all the paper, banner. And so on. Okay. I'll get the tables
correct.
And the chairs. All right. So at least we know. How much is this? Do we know?
It's free for us.
It's free for us?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're considered a... Mm-hmm. There's an option for nonprofit, so we're going to be nonprofit.
Okay. So at least we know the date, we know the time, and we can work the details out, right, ourselves?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, do we have any other hop on if we're gonna get shirts or something? We gotta hop on.
Maybe I was thinking
May 12th.
Mr. Condon, I think you said something that kind of while back saying that maybe we can have like something like a little reenactment or something like that out in the front. I don't know. I know it's very short notice.
Well, it's 3 weeks away.
Yeah, didn't know if we were cordially invited or not, but maybe something just like that's exactly where I was going. So it is 3 weeks, but maybe if it's just a little vignette or something small, I'm sure they have all the period pieces anyway.
Did Jim say where we're going to be? Obviously, maybe is it going to be in the street? Do you know? Like, are they going to block the street off like a Derby Day situation? Or?
I was told we could be right in front of the Opera House.
Okay, perfect. That's what I was looking for. Okay. Maybe Matt will have some insight.
Mm.
All right. So, I think it's just putting the pieces together. But what about you think we could sell that frame?
Yeah.
So maybe we can get that together.
I can do that for sure. But I think maybe there should be more than that.
I could also bring out some of the pictures I took too.
That'd be great.
There was some pictures that I thought were aesthetically
pleasing. Yeah, you did say,
I could always print those out and put them in a few frames as well. And then like we were saying, like t-shirts or something, is there anything are we able to get keychains or anything? I feel keychains are pretty, yep. I don't know if they have them on
So why don't we do something like this? Why don't we make a motion that I'll make the motion to fill out the application for the 350th on May the 31st. And the fee will be waived, and that the commission has the authority to put together items to sell. We'll just make it general, just so it's
yeah. You know, just keep it vague. Yeah. Just say that you know we're going to make a motion that we sign the application, and then you know we'll also
and be able to sell items at the market. Yeah, at just the 250. That
big. Okay. If you can make that motion,
Mark, I'm going to make a motion that that we fill out the application for the 350th anniversary, and that the committee will be able to put together. You know, a list to sell products.
Yeah.
Yeah. Merchandise at the 350th on 531. Is there a second?
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone? Okay. Motion carries.
We could have waited one or two times during that day to actually conduct a tour at the Apple House. I mean, we probably won't be able to do the insurance.
Well,
but it would be a great thing to be able to have maybe one or two pairs that with someone who knew the Opera House and knows about it, just take people through for a brief and even kind of refresh.
Matt Waylander and the mayor are working on that, but it's and meeting. So we don't really know. We don't know yet. So, but that's being looked at right now.
That's one way to start selling interest.
Obviously, yes, yes, but yeah, I know. Yep. Yeah,
we understand. But we do have to recognize it is city property, and if the city doesn't want to open up their gates, we can kick it.
Well, they're in talks with the fire marshal and somebody else. I don't know.
I don't care about Richard Einstein.
To be determined. But either way.
Dana, do you want to be the contact person on the application?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
My new email.
I'll give it to you. It's like contact address email. I'll just fill out the top part.
Any more updates? Anybody?
If we're talking about fairs and festivals, so I did a little research. I wanted to know if we still wanted to do the St. Mary's Church Festival. We could still do one day. It's a 3-day event, but we can do one or two nights. However, I don't know the exact times yet. There's been a lot of meetings, but I think it's around like 5 to 9 for both nights.
Do you know the date?
It's the 10th, 11th, and 12th.
June?
July.
Oh, July. Yeah. July 10th, Friday, Saturday. 11th, and 12th. Something says I'm not here. Yes, I won't be here. I have a wedding, but I could probably do maybe that. I could probably do that Thursday.
So what are the dates again? I'm
10, 11, and 12th of July.
It's usually Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah. So I just got to find out if, but that Thursday I might be able to do it.
And we could talk about it at the next meeting too.
Yeah. And I can,
yeah, but I think we should definitely do it.
Yeah, me too. And I think, I could give you guys everything, you know, and set you guys all up that Thursday, you know, if I'm not here Friday as well. So, but I think that went over great last year. And yes, hopefully maybe the stuff that we, the merchandise or the products or whatever we get, keep that in mind, because you know, the ball's going to be rolling now. So the more face we show, the more people will know. So I think it'll be good.
And then as like we get closer to the fall, just around the valley, there's a ton of different fairs and festivals throughout Connecticut. But I know that the Ansonia Harvest Festival is usually in September. Yeah. I don't think there's an exact date yet, but I do think that we should try to get in on that.
That's a big one. It's
so close to us. And then Seymour has their Pumpkin Festival.
Yep.
And going back to Ansonia, they do a holiday market at the Armory in December, which I think would be nice if we can get like ornaments or something when it gets to that point.
Yeah.
But it might be something that would...
It's not a bad idea to start now.
I'll tell you.
I know.
Those are pretty good to sell, especially at fairs, no matter what time of year it is.
Yeah.
Every year, I always... I buy my Christmas trees from the Boy Scouts up in Oxford every year. And every year they give you, buy an ornament.
Yeah.
And those are big. Yeah. I didn't realize. I just always bought it just to buy it. But when I went other places, and same thing with Heidi, the ornaments, people buy ornaments for their tree with the date, you know, the name or whatnot, all over the place. It's big, like up in New Hampshire and whatnot. Yeah, so if we did our logo or the, like that black and white picture that you have of the Opera House from way back when.
Yeah.
And we put that on a pewter and it says Sterling Opera House in the year.
Yeah.
You know, 2025, or incorporate the 350 years into the front and the back, or however you guys design it. But that's a big seller.
You know, beautiful one. It's probably going back a few years now. The Osmondale State Park did one. It was a pewter. It was double-sided. It was beautiful. Yeah.
It's definitely something to look at. And I think the Boy Scouts, I want to say they sell it for $20, you know, and they sell out every year. So I'm sure they buy it for $5 or whatever the price margin is, but I'm sure there's some decent, markup in there. So at least you can make some decent money so that it can go back into.
The good thing with stuff like that, especially with marketing materials, is that, you know, you don't have to get different sizes and stuff like that. So if we really just wanted to focus on trinkets and things of that nature to start, we could start with the ornaments or
keychains, like all that type of knickknack stuff is like really good. You don't want to make it crazy, but whatever, the couple grand that we make can go into the marketing materials. That's all we're trying to do. We're not going to sell ornaments and bumper stickers and keychains to support a $6 million project.
No.
We know that. Yeah. And that's why I had mentioned that previously too, because somebody had made a wise comment saying, oh, bumper stickers and keychains aren't going to, you know, get us the Opera House. And I said, no, that's just for the marketing material and stuff to get our name out there. Once we get this RFP going, I've been in contact with some people on the radio station, not just an FM, but an AM, some podcasts and some interviews. And I've been holding them off because I want the ball to get rolling with this RFP. And we hit a couple bumps in the road, but now the contract is signed and we're ready to rock and roll here. And then at the end of 12 weeks, we'll have, you know, the paperwork and a hard number. I don't know if anybody listened to The Great Give, but I was on there with the Valley Indies Best, Eugene Driscoll. And,
you think straight.
And we went on there and Jasmine, I'm sorry. Couldn't think of her name. Yeah. But, talked an hour and I think I answered a lot of questions to, a lot of, inaccuracies and people don't know what's going on. And, so I thought it went well. And there was a lot of talk and a lot of comments after that. And I think people were kind of impressed of where we are, what stage we're in.
Yep.
So I think that went really well. So with that being said, I think it's important that we start doing these little festivals and, like you did, Brian, the last time, get some marketing materials out there and we could keep updating that and let everybody know where we're at. Because I think once this ball starts to roll, it's going to roll and it's going to pick up steam.
Yep. Absolutely. Great. So
So we got St. Mary's, we got the Ansonia Harvest Festival, the Pumpkin Festival in Seymour, and was there one more?
The Winter Ansonia Winter Market, yeah.
Okay.
So I guess I'll reach out to you guys individually, just to touch base with you with some of the marketing materials I have,
yeah.
Some things I have to print off. But, you know, potentially we look at the list that you know, you just provided us, and then we come up with a grand total of merch or swag, whatever,
mm-hmm.
Instead of purchasing for every, you know, for every festival.
Yeah.
So if we plan on going, and we all can agree today that we will be attending 4 to 5 festivals or celebrations, then we'll adjust accordingly with marketing material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, I think, like you said, too, we get, you know, if there's a box of 500, we know we're going to do at least, you know, I don't know, X amount, it doesn't matter. Right. But instead of ordering 2 or 3 dozen, we get 6 dozen in a box, then we'll do it. At least we know we have events coming up. You know right. What I'm trying to
if
say?
If I went to a commercial printer, it would have actually been cheaper than correct. It would have been cheaper buying 500 than it was for
that's right.
200.
But we had to do what we had to do. So.
No, of course. But yep. that's why I'm saying let's all agree to all of these today if we can, and then, you know, plan accordingly.
Yeah.
Or purchase accordingly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On the social media front, any news, any, you know, I check it occasionally, but I didn't know if there was any crazy feedback on it or anything that we disinformation or anything like that
no,
we should be aware of, or
no one has really reached out or anything. I'd love to get more stuff out there. So I think, like, if we come up with any ideas or you have any ideas, let me know and I can make up pictures and post and things like that. But
I'd like to get I have to speak with Eugene, I think Wednesday, but I'd like to get the clip of the, I don't know, whatever it was, hour or the time, because it was all Sterling Opera House when I went to the studio and actually talked. It was live.
Okay.
So I don't know, but I'm sure he has it recorded, but I'd like to get the clip of it so that we could post it,
right?
You know, because there was a lot of information in there, and it was all, you know, just his questions, people from the audience or from wherever, you know, with all the questions about the Opera House. So maybe we could get that and post that, so at least people will know.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of our responsibility to be kind of the information center for all things Sterling Opera House, right? Besides,
100%. Nobody's on this meeting tonight.
No.
You know what I mean? There's nobody here except for the same exact people. And people are busy. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But if we take the information that happens here, that happened the other day, and we put it out on Facebook, at least, or wherever we're going to put it out on, people go there because nobody's come in here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. Yeah.
So.
Well, I get requests all the time on our Facebook page. I get people don't want to donate their time that magician.
I was just going
to
say, yeah.
He wants to do something. I mean, people are constantly asking to get in the Opera House and take pictures and donate those. Like, I have to tell them no, because...
Is he an illusionist?
Not there yet. Yep.
Is he an illusionist?
It's, what's his name? I forget his name.
He's over from the Shelton Gift Boutique.
Brian Lizotte, something like that.
He wanted to we could pull it together. Maybe.
Well, that's what he's trying to. Yeah, he wants to do a magic show or whatever it is.
Let's see.
And donate his time. And Mike Cohn from the Twisted Vine wants to combine tours and do like a dinner and a tour up his building into the Opera House. Like, there's many things that could be done if we.
That's another thing
just
actually that
get our foot in the
door. Back last year, I was working like with him on that. I actually met him and like
mm-hmm.
talked about things, and we were building like a script basically. So
nice.
If we ever wanted to, like in the winter, like I do have like a lot of research and I can always work on it this summer too,
mm-hmm.
and do like a day where we go, this is just talking out loud, but
yeah.
yep.
you know, have a dinner, however, work with Mike, and then we can do like a walking tour, like with us, you know, mm-hmm. and
yeah.
and walk people up and down, even if it's not in the building, we can, there's quite a few different places. I have a lot of information on all the different places around the green, and they used to have mm-hmm. like one of those walking tours in the fall as well. So
they have them in Milford too.
Yeah.
All over.
So if we even wanted to do a fundraiser like that, where mm-hmm. we can donate our time in one night, like however many people want to Like, that's always something that we can do as well and support Mike as well.
I think it's a great idea. Yeah. I think it's something we should really do.
Yeah. I would love to do an indoor, like, event. I wanted to do an outdoor event, but I was looking, and I think for the 350th, we're having, like, weekly concerts on the green.
Yeah.
So it might be a little bit too much right now with all of that. But maybe as it gets into winter time, I don't know how it works with, like, using the auditorium, like, at Derby High School, but maybe we can work with somebody and putting in, like, I have a ton of different people that play music and instruments and things like that. And definitely, like, with the magic shows or comedians or however, like, we can maybe put together something, a little event. Like, there's a lot of opportunity, for sure.
Yeah, there definitely is.
Thank you.
So Matt Waylander is supposed to be here. He works till 6. He's on his way. He should be here. Yeah. Okay.
Would you like to take the mic? If I know this is not your favorite, but.
State your name and address for the record, sir.
David Condon, 50 Beatrice Drive, West Haven, Connecticut, formerly of Derby.
Thank you.
We are officially incorporated as the Sterling Opera House Restoration, Inc.
Awesome.
We're legal. That's good. It also creates a bunch of problems. I'm filing the 501c3 application. So the 501c3, when it's approved as a subsidiary of Restoration, Inc., will be the fundraising arm of the restoration. That means, as you talk about fundraisers, they have to go through the nonprofit, the 501c3. Else you can't give deductions or anything like that, and you get into a whole bunch of gray areas. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a tax number. So once we have the dollar amount from the contract that tells us what we need to raise, then we'll create fundraising goals. And then there's the issue, and this probably has to be a separate meeting, of the 501c3 will amass the funds to restore. And then we have to determine, it's not us, it's going to be you or the city that's going to have to determine the award of contracts. And then the funds can be released from the 501c3 to pay for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, because this is kind of a gray area where there's a commission, there's a board of aldermen, there's a 501c3, there's a corporation. So we need to really have, like, maybe almost like a closed door session and structure that, how it's going to be. Because in the 501c documents, I have to stipulate that if we ever cease to exist, where does the money go that we raised? Yeah. And
you have to have a dissolution clause.
Have to have a dissolution clause, and it has to go to another 501c3. Yeah. Fundamentally, with theater as its focus, which would probably be center stage, I would assume. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the document to apply for the 501c3 is 42 pages. I was in California all last week, so I didn't get to start it, but I started it today, so we'll get that done.
Are you at page 41 yet?
I'm on page 2. And page 1 is my name.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, I think we want to get that done sooner, as soon as possible, because we want to start looking at the government earmarks are still in place so far, which means that your state senators can go and get discretionary funds for a variety of reasons. I just applied for $3 million for the Boys and Girls Club in Mount Vernon, and the state senator, I forget her name. It's a blonde lady, but she's really nice. And I worked with her chief of staff, and they approved the application, so it's in Washington. Does that mean it's going to get funded? No. But the fallback position was $2.5 million. But they have money. Right now they have money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So then on another matter, this past Thursday, I was in San Diego, California for the annual Hall of Fame induction. I was inducted in 2007, so I speak to all the Hall of Fame inductees this year. So two of them were Donnie Wahlberg from the New Kids on the Block. I didn't even know what that was. I saw him. I knew he was from Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
And Ruben Studdard, who we inducted in 2005. So I had a real good chance to visit with Ruben and tell him all about the Sterling. So he said to me, well, listen, when you get it going, if you're going to do an event, you know, I have his personal contact number. He said, call me. If we can fit it into the schedule, we'll come and do it. So there's a few like that that I may be able to contact. Doesn't mean we're going to get them. I want to try to get Harry Connick Jr. to come back.
Yeah.
And I think we got a shot at that. Yeah. I still have some contacts in New Orleans from when I worked for during Katrina. So in the interim, I'm paying out of my pocket for all of the paperwork for the things. I don't want the money back. And the stuff I paid for the original EIN, I'm just looking at that as a donation. But at some point, that's why I asked you, do we have a budget for T-shirts or whatever? But then what we've got to do is put a marketing arm together under the 501c3. So when you buy the T-shirt, you don't pay taxes on it. You know, you have an exempt number. So we'll hopefully get that done sooner than later. So anyway, we're light years ahead of where we were last year at this time. As soon as we get to 501c3, and by the way, Timmy Dillon donated all his services. The only thing I had to pay for was the actual state fees. He wouldn't take a dime. And he will continue to help us any way he can. So, and there's a few people around like that. This guy gets an award every week, so we were with Jack Walsh two times last week. And I think we can get Jack Walsh involved. Yes. Just I hope we can.
He's been saying some really good things.
And we got some friends. Hey, Matt. We have some friends with money that we think we can get involved early. So anyway, congratulations. You're one of the three offers on the official incorporated Restoration Inc. So the three officers, by the way, are I'm the president and wait, there's only three officer positions. It's me, Matt, and him.
And him.
The guy that gets all the awards and nobody knows.
The guy that gets all the awards.
Dave.
He'll probably get an award for this. So Dave,
the only thing that I would ask
yeah.
From you and Attorney Dillon and whomever else has helped us thus far, I know that you've donated time, money, fees. I would like you to get with all the above and get us a number of what you did donate, what the fees, the time, and all that, so that this commission mm-hmm. committee can hold that number. I understand you don't want money in your time.
Well, what'll it be?
But I need that number.
It'll be reflected in the 501c3. It'll be shown as a contribution to the 501c3.
So you're going to do it as an in-kind?
Yeah, it's okay. All in-kind.
Okay,
it's all in-kind.
That's all I want
and,
to know. Because I want to hold that number from previous numbers that we've had.
Yeah, that's separate.
I
want
to keep that in line so that when we go to give
yeah.
a talk, a speech, or information to the public,
yeah,
I want to be able to have that definitive.
Well, that's the other thing too. You got to control who's speaking. You only have to have one or two speakers. You don't want a million people talking, and they all got to be scripted with the same. They don't have to be scripted, but there's got to be bullet points that they got to hit because God forbid we say the wrong thing, and it gets picked up by the press, which I've seen happen. You know, personally, I think that we can make this into a great project. But the other thing is, it's more than raising money to do the renovation. If we raise, I don't even take a ballpark. You said 6 million, maybe it's 10. I don't know what it is. Let's say it's 10. We have to raise probably 15 to 18 because we got to have $5 to $8 million to endow it so you can operate it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we don't do that, you're not going to have enough income flow. And you can't rely on the city, so we've got to have an income flow. So this 501c3 is going to be integral throughout the construction, and fundraising, and then operation, because it'll be the 501c3 that hires the operating company. They'll be paid from that fund, so there also is a tax incentive.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're a lot further ahead than we were a year or so ago, or when I came to the first meeting up at the firehouse. And, you know, my whole team has said they'll participate any way they can. So you've got my daughter who writes grants. You've got my wife who's a dynamic speaker and who's an amazing fundraiser. You got this guy and his experience with Yale. You got him. He can give everybody a haircut. He knows more people than God that have money. So. And he has no problem asking for it. So, and you know, he's not going to sit out in front with the cup like he normally does. So, Anyway, that's the report. I think it's very positive. It's very, but very shortly, I'd say within the next 30 to 45 days.
So that's my next question.
Yeah.
When is our next meeting June 9th? Is that still the date? When's our next meeting?
It should be the second Monday.
Yeah, that's June 9th.
Yeah.
Okay, so June 9th.
No, we somehow have to have a closed door.
So this is what I'm going to say.
To rehash this out. So it's not a public meeting. It's a behind the scenes kind of meeting.
No, it'll be a public meeting at this meeting in executive session.
Oh, yeah. However you do it, I don't know. That's mumbo jumbo. As long as it's private.
That's why I'm trying to get it together. So will you have whatever you need to?
I don't know that I'll have the 501c3, but I'll have the structure together.
All right. So you would,
we'll have the structure together. So how the 501c3 interfaces with the city. And then it's really up to the city how the 501c3 interfaces with you guys.
Right.
You're an appointed commission.
That's right.
So they have to decide how, and he's probably involved. The mayor's probably involved. The mayor seems pretty, excited about this. So, and then when we get the number from that company, we're at least going to have a target to shoot for. Mm-hmm. And we go from there. And I will continue to talk to the people that I know in show business that I've been involved with. Because I mentioned it to everybody. The big topic of discussion on Thursday at the luncheon was this theater restoration. Because they asked me what I was doing in retirement. You're my retirement.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get it set up for next month's meeting.
Sure.
And we'll put it on the agenda as an executive
session. Yeah, executive meeting. And the three of us, we'll wait, make it all, far out enough so Matt can make it because he works till 6.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. The three of us will be here.
At the end anyway.
So correct.
We'll make sure that it reflects in the agenda that the executive session is before adjournment. So.
But we're getting it together. Once we put the finishing touches on how the monies will be handled and how they'll flow and who's going to be responsible for what. Because we've got to have a very clear-cut line of authority for expenditures in the description of the 501c3. And it's pretty easy.
Yeah, but that's...
We're raising the money, and it's I believe it's the city that owns the building.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
But so, that's what I'm saying. These are two completely separate entities.
Yeah, so we got to figure out how that money flows from the 501c3 to cover the contracts.
Right.
And they got to be competitively bid. And the other thing they got to put in, by the way, and I just saw this bite of charity in the ass, online. When we bid it out, you bid it out with a clause that says we need to know what your in-kind contribution is as part of your bid document. I just worked with a club in Florida, and they decided my contract was up. They decided they didn't need me for an extra month. So they bid the contracts out without putting the clause in about what is your in-kind. And they awarded the contracts to the contractors with no in-kind in the bid document. It's cost them $350,000. That would have been in-kind. We would have done about 25-30% of the entire construction in-kind. They got nothing. And they have no recourse because they didn't put it in.
Yeah.
So I can do that. I can guide us through that. So when we're doing the bid documents, I know exactly how to structure them, how to put in the in-kind request. Hartford, for example, their architect, similar to the guys you just hired, we didn't put it in for them, but their architect in Hartford, we put it in. We saved $250,000 in architectural fees that were in kind, which we would have had to pay for. So anyway, I think that's a good suggestion, Gino. We do it next month. We go into executive session. Matt will be here by then. The three of us will be there. We sit down and it's almost like a map of a dollar comes in to the 501c3. It gets deposited. We have to have a depository account that collects the funds.
That's not really how it's going to go. How it's going to go in general terms is you're going to collect the money. You're going to have $10 million. The city is going to hire the contractor like we did the last time.
Yeah.
When that contractor gives a bill for $5 million, there's going to be a purchase order. There's going to be the proposal, the purchase order. And then you're going to write the check to the city.
Yeah, right. We hold the funds until we have to cut the check to the city.
And that's how it's going to get.
Yeah,
I'm just talking in general terms. So it's
that's what I figured.
Okay.
That's exactly how I figured it. We're not in the construction business. We're in the business of raising the money, and you want to get the best bid possible. That's the expert. He's going to tell us whether the people that are bidding know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the low bidder isn't the best bidder. Sometimes the Most times it's not the best bidder.
Yep.
We're relying, that's why I wanted him on the 501c3, because he can tell us, are they blowing smoke or is this a real deal? And then as we collect the money, it goes into the deposit account, it gains interest, but nobody benefits from it. And you're right. When the city approves the contract, then we cut the check to pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
We'll pull it together. I'll speak with Linda and the mayor and...
it might be helpful if they were here.
Correct. Yep. Okay. Perfect. And just say the name of it again, Dave, so I could jot that down.
We had to be careful because there was a previous Sterling Opera. So it's the Sterling Opera House Restoration Inc.
Nice.
And as soon as we get the 501c3, all your fundraising efforts can go through that, and the money you receive there, and then funneled into the 501c3, and it goes interest in it. That's the other thing.
All right, so perfect.
People that donate to you, you think of the stuff initially, but it is fashion.
Right.
Also, buying goods, like when you go to buy your t-shirts.
Yeah.
If the 501c3 buys, you don't pay tax on the t-shirts.
Right.
Right. But it's a chicken and egg issue. So I think we got to, unfortunately.
But going forward, once it's established, yeah.
But listen, the anything that this committee buys is tax exempt too. It's for the municipality. So it's mute right now.
So
neither here nor there. Correct.
I'm not pay tax.
Yeah.
But I want to remind you that I spent a day with them. 30 days, we were supposed to have a table of phone still there. I came there to buy a t shirt and then I got corralled by that lunatic that was going
out. Oh, no.
Yeah.
He's talking.
All right, on that bombshell, I think it's time to adjourn. What do you think?
Does Matt have any?
Matt, would you like to add anything?
No, I'm just writing down the name of the corporation.
Oh, very good.
I don't have any.
Okay. Correct.
Well, we basically were just talking about the 350th.
Well, I do. I am going to follow up with the mayor. I did have a phone call with him, but I haven't come back, so I'm just going to call.
Good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Once we get the thing set up for a walkthrough, then it's just a matter of a few hours of cleanups and whatever setup they want us to do, if they're okay with this.
Right.
Right.
Thank
you. Do I have a question to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn at 6:52.
Second.
All right. So be it adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
How it works.